Did you guess Eddie the Rack? Very good, because that's exactly who had joined us on the front porch. He looked so meek and sleepy, it was hard to believe that he had spent most of the night trashing Slim's house. Slim glared down at him and shook his head.
Son, you're giving the orphans in this world a real bad name. I'm about ready to give you back to them stray dogs.
Eddie's eyes went from Slim to me, and perhaps he noticed that I was beaming angry glares at him too. He seemed surprised.
What's the deal?
The deal? Did you see all the flour and sugar on that floor? He nodded. Would you care to guess who did that?
Not me, surely. I slept all night, honest.
You didn't sleep all night, pal. I happen to know because I was there. I didn't happen to see you in action since you locked me in the pot and pan cabinet, but I did get to listen to it. You were a very busy little coon, believe me.
Oh, boy.
He bowed his head and covered his eyes with both hands.
What a rat. What a louse. You guys should have locked me up.
I couldn't believe he'd said that again. Hey, Eddie, we guys did lock you up. The problem is that you're Houdini when it comes to getting out of a cage.
I know, can't help it. Moonlight madness happens all the time. Lock me up. Throw away the key. I don't deserve friends.
You're right, Eddie. You don't deserve friends. You're just a bum. In the mornings, when you're sleepy, you're a fairly nice bum. But show me a fairly nice bum, and I'll show you a bum.
What can I say?
I don't know, Eddie, but I can tell you this. If that pack of stray dogs happened to show up at this moment, Slim and I wouldn't lift a finger to help you. I mean, we've had it with you and coons and... What are you looking at? Eddie's gaze had shifted. His expression had changed and the hair on his back had begun to rise. Oh, yes, and he cut loose with one of those deep growls that you really don't expect to hear from a little guy like him. I turned my head toward the direction of his... Huh? Holy smokes, unless my eyes were deceiving me, Buster's gang of thugs had just climbed out of the creek bottom. They all wore big sloppy grins. Their eyes were locked on, well, either Eddie or me, but probably Eddie. And they were coming our way. I shot a glance at Slim. He wasn't there. Apparently he had wandered back into the house, perhaps to get a cup of coffee. I turned to the coon. Hey, Eddie, do you see what I see?
Yeah, bad luck for me.
It is bad luck, Eddie. And I'm sorry things turned out this way. You're a bum, but I hate to see this happen. Give him a good fight.
Thanks. I'll try. Sorry for all the things I did.
I guess you couldn't help it.
Yeah, see you around, maybe.
I felt kind of bad about walking out on the little guy, leaving him to fight for his life against a whole gang of hoodlums. Yet deep down in my heart, I knew that it was the right thing to do. It also happened to be the smart thing to do. I mean, I had gone into combat against Buster and Muggs on several occasions, and I knew from first-hand experience that they were double tough. A guy might fight them to protect his ranch or his honor or his life, but what was at stake here was nothing but a sneaky little raccoon. Not a very powerful reason for going into combat and running the risk of getting thrashed. Yes, I felt pretty bad about the whole thing as I made a graceful exit and headed for the south side of the house. Behind me, I heard Muggs laughing.
Har, har, har. There he is, boss. Didn't I told you we'd find him here, huh? Didn't I?
And Buster said,
Right, Muggsy. For once you used your head, I'm proud.
Thanks, boss. And the cow dog's leaving. We don't even have to beat him up, har, har.
Yeah, I hate that. I was kind of looking forward to having a little scuffle with the head of ranch security.
Yeah, but you won't, boss. Not this time, because he's scared. And he ought to be scared, because we're so tough, we even scare ourselves sometimes, don't we, boss?
Right, Muggsy. I can't even sleep at night. I'm so scared of myself.
Yeah, me too. And we're so tough, we can tear down great big trees and maybe eat them too, is how tough we are. And now we're gonna get us a coon, ain't we, boss?
That's right, Muggsy.
Eddie had backed himself into a corner and was preparing to make his last stand.
Okay, boys. Spread out in a line so he can't get away. When I give the word, we'll jump him. You got it?
The four of them approached the porch and spread out in a line. How did I know that? Well, you might say that I had lingered at the corner of the house. Yes, my original plan had called for me to duck around the corner of the house and find other things to do and think about while they did their dirty work on Eddie. But something kept me from it. That little coon meant nothing to me, and yet Buster's voice cut through the morning air.
Ready on the left. Ready on the right.
Okay, that was enough. I just couldn't go through with it. I hopped up on the porch, walked past the line of thugs, and stood beside Eddie, who was shivering so hard that I could feel it through the floorboards. I looked down at the mutts and gave him a smile. Hi. How y'all this morning? Muggs turned to Buster.
Hey, boss. The jerk came back.
I know, Muggs. I've got eyes.
And the jerk said, how are we doing this morning, too?
I've got ears, Muggs.
What are we gonna tell him, boss?
Shut up.
Buster's eyes drifted up to me.
You know what, pal? A riot's fixing to start, and you just walked into the middle of it.
I tried to hide the quiver in my voice. Riot, huh? Are you sure that you've got enough troops to handle this little guy? Maybe you better go back to town and get some more recruits. That got a big laugh. Then Buster said,
I don't think we need any recruits, pal. Get off the porch, or you're liable to get hurt.
Can't do it, Buster. If you want this coon, I guess you'll have to take me first. Sorry.
Don't be stupid, cowdog. He's just a coon.
I know, but there's something about four dogs jumping on one little coon that I don't like. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Maybe you are, but you won't be for long. Ready, boys?
I swallowed hard and looked down at my companion. Are you ready, Eddie? He managed a weak nod of his head. Well, good luck, pal. I hope I see you on the other side of this deal. I turned back to Buster. Anytime you're ready.
Okay, boys. Get him!
Muggsy was the first to mount the porch. I greeted him with a smash to the jaw. I thought I'd hit an anvil. It didn't bother him in the least, but it almost broke my paw in half. That was the good part. After landing that one punch, I got buried under biting dogs. I didn't know how Eddie was doing, but my end of the deal went from bad to awful in a very short time.
Yikes!
Those guys were a lot more serious about this than I had supposed. I would like to say that I triumphed and gave the thugs the whipping they deserved. But that would be a huge whopper, and you wouldn't believe it anyways. No, what saved me was Slim. On hearing the riot in progress on his front porch, he flew out the door, grabbed the first thing he came to, which happened to be a piece of 2x4, and started whacking mutts.
Yeah! Yeah! Get out of here! Go on!
One whack apiece was enough for Muggs and the other two, but Buster stuck around. In fact, he turned on Slim, bared his fangs, and prepared to attack. I thought Slim's response was pretty slick. I mean, there he was, barefoot and wearing nothing but his undershorts, in front of a big biting dog. He froze and stared right into Buster's eyes. He growled. Yes, Slim growled. And he made claws with his hands and raised them slowly over his head. And then, in a deep voice, he said,
I am the creature from the black latrine, and I'm going to boil your heart for supper.
How did he think of that? I never would have thought of it, but, you know, it worked. Buster was so shocked, so astounded by this that he gave a little squeak and vanished. Slim chuckled as he watched Buster go crashing into the brush along the creek.
Huh. Showed him, didn't I, Hanky?
Sure did. I was impressed. I jacked myself up off the porch and, ooh, mercy. Bites, many bites, and big hurt. But no broken bones or bleeding wounds.
Where's your little buddy?
I glanced around, expecting to see Eddie picking himself up off the floor, just as I had done. He was nowhere to be seen. Now, how had that little... Had he performed another vanishing trick and left me there, too? Yes, it appeared that he had. Some things never change. Coons will be coons and dogs will be dogs. None of us can change what we are, but that's okay. Things had turned out just fine, and we had us another happy ending to the... Oh, one last detail. Did I mention that Slim finally located Eddie up in a cottonwood tree and had to climb up into the tree to get him down? And while he was up in the tree, three carloads of church ladies pulled up in front of the house. I, being a helpful kind of dog, barked and led them straight to the base of the tree. Perhaps that was the wrong thing to do, because Slim's face sure turned red, and he sure had some choice words for me when the ladies left. Oh well, a guy can only do his best. Case closed.